Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass, to wash withal. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein, and the altar of burnt offering with all his vessels, and the laver and his foot. And the altar of burnt offering with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot. The altar of burnt offering with his brazen grate, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot. And he made the laver of brass, and the foot of it of brass, of the looking glasses of the women assembling, which assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. The brazen altar and his grate of brass, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot. And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and shalt put water therein. And thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot, and sanctify it. And he set the laver between the tent of the congregation and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. And he sprinkled thereof upon the altar 7 times, and anointed the altar and all his vessels, both the laver and his foot, to sanctify them. And every base had 4 brazen wheels and plates of brass. And the 4 corners thereof had undersetters. Under the laver were undersetters molten at the side of every addition. Then made he 10 lavers of brass. 1 laver contained 40 baths. And every laver was 4 cubits. And upon every one of the 10 bases, 1 laver. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases, and removed the laver from off them, and took down the sea from off the brazen oxen that were under it, and put it upon a pavement of stones.